Tehei pchusa mishoichet nachutz amala bachutz. Kiyas a svori that loy tehei pchusa mishoichet nachutz amala bachutz. If someone takes the korban and makes the shchita bachutz, that bachal wants the shchita psula, still is chayiv. And then if he burns it outside, he's chayiv. Seriously, even though the shchita was psula balaylo, if you burn it outside, you're chayiv. Now the Gemara says, Moser Rav Chiyo Barav, and he has the question. It says, Aloch Rav Gemara Leido, Hashoichet Oif Pefnim. If you have an oif that's a korban, an oila soif, or a chatis oif, then instead of making a malika, you make a shchita pefnim. And then umala bachutz, if somebody burns it outside the Beis Hamikdash, potter, the nice is potter, it's not called halos chutz. What's going to be the why? Because for outside, because since you made a shchita inside, that's nothing. It has to be a malika, not a shchita. But what's the halacha? Shochet bachutz. Let's say you took this oif outside, and there you made a shchita bachutz, umala bachutz, and then you burnt it outside. Halacha is chayiv. So the question is, name of what didn't I say according to Rabbi Yochanan, like loy teip chusa mishrechet umala bachutz? Madach when you shech the bird outside, and you burn it outside, you chayiv. So if you made a shchita b'fnim, why is it worse? So most of course says tiyufta, according to tiyufta. To Rabbi Yochanan. Here you see now, even though you do something inside, it's a psul, that's worse than if you do it outside. And he boy the same, another Torah says, no, here it's different. Shchita soif pefnim mikta kotla. Could be here it's much worse. If you make a shchita on an oif pefnim, since pefnim, the din of an oif, of a korban, is only a malika, so a shchita is nothing. Inside the Beis Hamikdash, a shchita, just like you shot it, like you cut it in half, it's not called a shchita at all. So therefore, if you burn it outside, that's why you put it. Ma'ashek, if you take the bird outside, and you make a shchita outside, even though it's a nice korban, but the ma'isa bachutz, what do you usually do outside? You make a shchita. So a shchita outside means something, therefore if you burn it afterwards, you'll be chayiv, it's called halos chutz. But if you make a shchita b'fnim, inside the Beis Hamikdash, there the shchita means nothing, that's called a mikla kotlo. Therefore even Rav Yochanan would be asking, after you shecht it inside, if you take the meat of it and burn it outside, it could be, you'll still be potter. So it could be a spira, a kashem on Reb Yechonah. Alright, we'll stop here. Here we're holding Daf Tei Hei Amar Aleph. We're on four lines down from the top. The Mara says, Oma Ula, Ula says like this, that a mure kachim kalim, shehelen lifnei zirikas domen, lo yerdu, that if you have the emurim, that's the fats, the part of a kochim kalim, the part of a korban shlomim, that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, even though the locher is, you're not supposed to burn it before you make the zrikas adam, the zrikas adam of a kochim kalim, that's what like Mevayir puts it to be a kochi Hashem, to give it its din to be on the mizbeach. Still Ula says, even before the zrikas adam, if by mistake or on purpose the kohen puts the emurim on top of the mizbeach, the din is lo yerdu, you'll have to burn it, you'll have to leave it there. And the reason is, nasu lach misha mizbeach. It becomes like the lechem, the bread of the mizbeach. In other words, the alochom of mizbeach mekadish applies to this also. Omer Rav Zera says, afana namitnina, bring your proof to Ula. We also learned like Ula. Learned in our Mishnah, shenish pardomo, if you have a korban, that before you made this zrikas adam, the blood was spilled on the floor, or else v'shiyotza dam achus l'kloyim. There was a psul yaitze on the dam. They took the dam outside the kloyim. So it comes out there's a psul on the dam, meaning they did not make the zrika yet. And still it says, imolu lo yerdu, which means that the emurim, if it's put on top of the mizbeach, still it's lo yerdu. So if so, if there makes the chavachayma, u'ma hosam, madach over there in our Mishnah, diim bo lizrak ein lo lizrak, where the dam was nishpach, or the dam has a psul yaitzei. Even if you would want to make a zrika, you cannot make a kosher zrika, because there's a psul already in the dam. Still our Mishnah says, himolu lo yerdu, that if the bosar, if the emurim, goes on top of the mizbeach, we leave it there, there's a loch of a mizbeach and a kaddish, is so hocho, how we're in Ula's case, where bo lizrak zarek, if you want to, you could make a zrika on the shlomim. We're only saying that before you made this zrikom, they put the emurim on top of the mizbeach. But really, if you want to, you could still make a zrikom. So isn't it a svar lekolshkin? Isn't it a svar for sure that it should be a din of imolu leyerdu? So Chud is right to our Mishnah, from our Mishnah to Ula. So Moses says, no, could be there's no proof. I'll tell you, Tirgumo, you could learn and be Metargum. Our Mishnah is talking about Kodshei Kedoshim. Our Mishnah maybe is only talking about Kodshei Kedoshim. Kodshei Kedoshim is different. Why Kodshei Kedoshim? As soon as you make a Shechita, the Pshat is the Kedusha Saguf. On Kodesh Kedoshim, there's a Kedusha Saguf right away, Chal, even before Zerika. Therefore, the din is Imol Lo Yerdu. But it could be by Kodshei Kalim, since it's not Chal Kodshei Hashem, but till after the Zerika Zadam, because the Ikru of Kodshei Kalim is for the owner to eat it, like a Shlomim, the Ikru is to eat the meat. It's only after you make the Zerika Zadam that it's Mavuri the Chelik of the Imurim, which then the first get a Kedusha Saguf. So maybe before Zerika, the din will be Tered. So it comes off, but now Mishnah, if it's only talking about Kodshei Kedoshim, you have no proof to Ula what will be by Kodshei Kalim. So Moses says, no, it's not true. For a Pesach, the end of our Mishnah says, Pesach Shlo Lishmo, and a Korban Pesach is the Kodshei Kalimu. And still it says, Amolu Lo Yerdu. So again, you see from our Mishnah, like Ula, even a Kodshei Kalim, that Lifnei Zriko, the din will be Amolu Lo Yerdu. So Moses says, no, could be there's no proof. Maybe the Mishnah of Korban Pesach is talking about where it was brought Shlo Lishmon, you already made this Rika, and therefore there will be in Im Olu Loi Tevet. But she says Pesach Loi Tanya Loi Elo Absud Lishlo Lishmon Ketani Bo Shach Lishlo Lishmon. But about it could be that there was a Rika done to it already, so therefore the Locher is Im Olu Loi Yerdu. But maybe before you make a Zerika, maybe there's no din of Mizbech Mekadish. Gemara says, Sefer Kitz is no proof in our Mishnah at Ula. Nothing more says, Tanan, we learned, says in our Mishnah, Vechulon She'olu, Chayin Legabi Mizbeach Yordu. Anytime an animal goes up to the Mizbech when it's alive, Lochulis Eid Yordu, you have to take it down. Even though it's a Pasla, there's no din to keep it there, you have to take it down. Mashmo, Hoshkutin, Lo Yerdu. Mashmo, this Kodshim is Posel, and then it has a Shchito, then there will be Lo Yerdu. So the Stam Mishnah, Mashmo, anytime you made a Shchito, the din is Lo Yerdu. So my love, isn't it a Raya that Loishno Kodshim Kodoshim, Loishno Kodshim Kalim? That the Mishnah says a Klau, Mashmo, any Korban, even a Kodshim Kalim. So again, look, this will be a proof to Ula. That even by Kodshim Kalim, as long as you made a Shechita, the din would be a Malu Lo Yerdu, even before you made the Zerika Zadam. Smur says, Loi, it could be the Digas like this in the Mishnah, or Shchutin, but if you made a Shechita on the Korban, then it depends. In other words, if the Korban is alive, then at all times, any Korban, the din is Yerdu, you have to take it down. But after Shechita, then it depends. Mayhem Yerdu, and Mayhem Lo Yerdu. It could be that certain times mean a Kodshei Kedoshim will be Lo Yerdu, but sometimes means a Kodshim Kalim, maybe will be Yerdu. So could be there's no proof to Ula from our Mishnah. Fred the Gemara, I have a Kulim Ketani, Mashm every single Korban. Gemara says no, Kulim Achayim, Kulim was only going Achayim. When the animal is alive, then the din is Tered, you have to bring it down. But it could be after Shechita, that there's a din of Zbech Mekadish, or could be then it's not Kulim. Maybe then it's only some, only Kodshei Kedoshim, and not Kodshei Kalim. So Gemara says, no, Pshito, and the Chor Pshito, the Yerdu, that if the Chiddush and Mishnah of Kulam only goes on Chayim, then when they're all alive, so Chor Pshito, you should take it down. Like Rashi says, the Avamin is the Chorah that were going on even Kodshim Ksherim. So Chor Imolu, if it went up to Chayim, Pshito is supposed to take it down. There's no Chiddush in there. Because since it's Kosher, bring it down, make the shechit in the right place, and then bring it up again. So what's the word Olam? It must be for the Diyek that Hashutin, every single one of them, is Mizbech Mekadesh. Tzumura says, no, it could be Li'olam HaChayim. Could be when Mishnah says Lo'olam Kulam, and it says Kulam, it means Chayim. But all the animals that are alive, still you have to take it down. So what's the Chiddush Tuchur Tuchur Pshita? The Chiddush Tzumura says, Obduken Shabayim Falibadu Abikiva. The Chiddush is, even though this animal is a Balmum, that it has a split in its eye, and according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, the Yoma that he says, Imolu Lo Yerdu, that if Lamaisa, after Shechita, it was brought up to the top of the Mizbech, you leave it there. So that's the Chiddush. Now, this Balmum, if it's Chayim alive on top of the Mizbech, the din is still you have to be Tered. This is the Chiddush. I would have thought to say, since I'll leave with Rabbi Kiva, the din is immolul yerdum. So this Baim will leave with there already. Like here, you don't have this Svara. Like, take it down the Manushach. And after you finish with it, do this avoidus, you bring it back up again. Because here, since the animal's a Balmum, once you take it down, it's alive, you can't make a Shechita l'chatchila. You're not supposed to do the avoidus to it. So I would have thought to say, here, leave with Rabbi Kiva, you're supposed to leave with there already. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah now, that Kulam, any Baal Chai, even an animal that has a Bedukin Shabayim, that has a Mum in its eye, they'll leave with Rabbi Kiva. If it would have been after Shechita and Echnami, then the din would be is Leiterit. But the Mishnah is teaching us, now that Lamais it's alive, any animal that's alive, the din is Terid, you're not supposed to leave it there, look at Chila. So according to this Pshat, when it says V'kulon, that, like when the Mishnah says again, V'kulon sholu chayin l'rosh ha-mizbech, yerdu, so tell me now the Chiddush is, according to Rabbi Kiva, by Psulim. Zohar Gemara says, "B'maya kimto." What are we talking about now? B'psulim. Here, so I'm going to say, for what does the end of the Mishnah say? V'chein oyla sh'olsa chay l'rosh ha-mizbech. If a korban oyla that went up to the top of the mizbech when it's alive, teirid, you should bring it down. Shoch to brush ha-mizbech. But let's say they made a shechit on the top of the mizbech. So the Mishnah says, yafshit, you should make the afshot to skin the animal there, v'yinateich, and cut it up into pieces there. Then claim it in the place. On top of the mizbeach, like you're not supposed to make the shechita there, but with the avid, if you left it there, made the shechita there, so you can finish off the avodis. Now the question is, v'yi psula bas hafshata v'nituachi. If the end of the mishnah is talking about where the korban was a balmum, was a psul, so there's such a locho that after shechita you're supposed to make hafshata v'nituach. No, you just don't burn it. There's no avodis. If the korban is posel, what does the Mishnah say to do the avoidance of skinning the korban olam and then cutting it up? The pasuk says, "V'nosach oiso amar achmana." So we darshin oiso ksheiro for life sula that v'nituach. There's only a mitzvah to cut up a korban olam into pieces if it's ksheiro, not if it's psula. So chutz mashma, the end of the Mishnah is talking about where it's ksheiro. It's not like we just said you want to say something about a psula. Tumor says in Nostira, the end of the Mishnah, there are two cases. The first case, Tark, is the Chiddush, is by a Baal Mum, Libet Rabbi Kiva. But Seifa, all the way at the end of the Mishnah, by the Oila, Sha'ila, also Nekshera, that's talking about a Korban Oila, that's Kasha. If so, my Kumashmulun, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah then? The Yesh, Efshit, Nituach, Peresha Mizbeach, that by the Yevrif, they made the Shechit on top of the Mizbeach, you're allowed to make the Havshata, skin the animal there, and cut it there. Samara says, "L'churat sechayla, it's a machlokes." Well, the man the yomer, according to man yomer, we'll have later on that says, "Ain have shit v'nituach pereshem mizbeach." No, you're not allowed to skin the animal or cut it up on top of the mizbeach. Is so, Michael and Mema, what could you say then? L'churat not allowed to do it. So, what can you say? Samara says, according to this man the yomer, "Hocha b'mayaskinen." You know what we're talking about? Kegoin shoy salashas akoshem. That this animal once had a shasa kosher, v'nifsla enechdam and became posel. And Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, he goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, the Yom that he says, kivon shenizwe kadam, v'hurtza bosa shrachas, that once you met a zwikas adam, and after zwikas adam, the din was supposed to be that the korban is kosher to make the aktoro, that you're supposed to be mafshit, skin the animal, and then a psul happened, and long as it was once b'shrachas, that it was kosher, and then it so happened, the din is, yavshitenu v'yorulakanim, still you're supposed to make the afshata, and give the skin to the animal. So the chiddush is, if this on top of the mizbeach, we leave it there. Like Rashi says, li'yolam kisholuk sheir v'chaya, we're talking about it went up alive, or mishashoch t'brosh ha-mizbeach, and then they made a shechita on top of the mizbeach b'dievet, they weren't supposed to, but they did it, and then b'zor kadama, they made a zrikas adam. So now really, according to this mandiyom, you're not supposed to make tafshoto on top of the mizbeach. But still what happened was nifsalo. And now, after the zrikas adam, now they became a psul. Zilkach, therefore, she says, this mandiyom also agrees that yavshet v'nitacha b'mkayma. You should make tafshoto and cut it up in this place. Dimochaslo, because if you take it down off the mizbeach, sulay salka, you'll have no right to bring it up again. So when does that mandiyom say, he's not supposed to make tafshot and then the tuach on top of the mizbeach? That's only if it's a kosher animal. So we say, why do it on top? It's not bekovedik. Do it on the bottom. But over here, since the korban became posel now, if you take it down, you can't bring it up again. So if even he agrees, you can make that shot and the nituach now on top of the mizbech. Ah, you had a question if it's posel. So chur, there's no half shota. So the answer is, Kagoyin shoyis l'shas ha-koyshe, Rashi says, la'av shet kreitim sula, bas hav shev nituachi, that since after the zrika, the animal was kosher for its half shota nituach, even though it became posel, so it became tummy then, still the din is, you're supposed to make half shota. And even if it would be lamato, still even though the boss was posel, you're supposed to burn the boso, but our kopon, you make half shota in order to give the skin to the kohanim. The skin is not burnt, the skin goes to the kohen. So you roll the on top of the mizbeach, there's the mitzvah now to make half shota. You take off the skin to give it to the kohanim, and since it's on top of the mizbeach, that has the din of mizbeach mekadesh, that you have right to burn it anyway, so therefore mizbeach should also make the nituach, cut it up into pieces, and then burn it. So that'll be pshat in our Mishnah. According to Atman Diyoma, that says, Minastam by real behemoth shayra, you're not allowed to make that shoto and the nituach on top of the mizbeach. But over here, that the korban became posel after the zrika, he'll be moida, you're allowed to. Yeah, and where it says, it goes according to the brother of Shemini, the Yoma, Kivan, Shinizra, Kadam, Behurtsu, Bosa, Shrachas, Yavshitan, of Yerul, Kahanim. For the Gemara, so, the Yellow Dictorna, that we learned, Ketzad Oiso, what are you supposed to do? It says, Moirid Es HaKirbayim, is supposed to bring down the kishka, the inside of the korban, Lamata, the case you made the shechit on top of the mizbeach, so it says he's supposed to take down the inside of the kishkas and wash them out. That's the kabayim lamata. Or madichim. So the question is, normally, what do you have to do this for? Like if we're talking about now that the korban became posel, that after the zrika sadana became posel, so for what purpose should we go and clean out the kabayim? The Rashi said, this is the brisa that's talking about an halach of oilish also chaylim mizbeach v'shochta. So it says, yafshitanu. So, and after that, it says it's supposed to wash out the insides. So if we're talking about that it's posel like, so when you bring it down, l'chura, you don't bring it up again. So why does it say when you bring down the kerbayim and the insides, you should wash it out? For what purpose should you wash it out? That once you bring it off to mizbeach, there's no need to bring it up again. So you're not going to burn it anyway, so why should you have to wash it out? So Mora says, that's the Mora's question. Lomeli. So Mora says, no, hechi nevi, what should we do? Nak rivinu bipisrayu, lemaise became posel after the shechita, after the zrika. So what do you want to say now? Since it's on top of the mizbech, you could burn it there. Like even though it's posel, but it has loch and mizbech mekadish, she want to say, nak rivinu, we should burn it the way it is, bipisrayu, mean the kishkas with the dirt of it inside, with the junk inside it. So what is it that we can't do? There's a pasuk in Malacha that says, "Hakriveyu no lefecho secho, hayirtzecho, or hayiso fonecho." Like, if you bring something to a king, do you bring it nice or not? Avad, you have to bring a nice thing. So my theory on the mizbech, you're bringing it to Hashem. You can't be makri of the insides with the junk inside it. So even though it's up there, the mizbech is mekadeshit, but you just can't burn it the way it is. So Mor says, if so, Anan, we meant to ask it like this. Anan Ochi Kermin, we meant to ask like this. Madichan Lomeli. So true, we admit that you should not burn it up there, but just take it down. But once you take it down, for what purpose do you have to wash it out? Like the Manashoch. You can't bring it up now anyway, because once it's Yerdu, it's Loyalu. So now that you brought it down, now you're not going to burn it on the Mizdech anymore. So for now, for what purpose is there to go ahead and to clean it out? That's the most question. And another gemarinum, madichin lomli, why should we clean it out? So Mora says yes, because now that you brought it down, you have to be afraid. In misrami kriin achrini, let's say another kriin will come around for lo yoda, he won't realize that this like a murim is from the posel korban, and he'll think it's from a kosher one. He'll think you're allowed to burn it, and naskinu, he'll take it up to burn it. So therefore, right now we have to clean it out for him. But the gemara, what kind of svar is that? Via nan neku, nevadu lakana milsa.